I'm BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Thursday, January 29th. As the Chiefs look towards the 2015 and the upcoming free agency period, which does begin on March 10th, there are a few areas you might want to pay attention to as we move forward. On the offensive line, three of the Chiefs starters from last season are free agents this year. That would be center Rodney Hudson, left guard Mike McGlinn, and right tackle Ryan Harris, not to mention backup Jeff Linkenbach. None of those guys are under contract, as of right now, heading into 2015. So you look in free agency, who are the key guys available if the Chiefs wanted to make a splash? Well, you'll start out on the West Coast with the San Francisco 49ers' Mike Iupati, somebody the Chiefs will be familiar with as they played the 49ers earlier this season. And then another player that Chiefs will be very familiar with is interior offensive lineman Orlando Franklin from the Denver Broncos. Chiefs got to see him twice this year. Both of those players will be marquee free agents this offseason. Then you move to the skill position players. Jason Avant, the veteran receiver who came over to the Chiefs in the middle of the season and created a spark towards the end of the year, is also a free agent. And when you look at this free agent class of wide receivers, it's probably one of the best in recent memory. There are a lot of guys that might end up getting re-signed by their current team, but as of right now, there are four marquee guys available this free agency period. You'll start down in Dallas with the Cowboys' Dez Bryant. Then you move out to the West Coast, the San Francisco 49ers' Michael Crabtree, the Broncos' Demaryius Thomas, and then the Green Bay Packers' Randall Cobb. Cobb is an interesting one because Chiefs general manager John Dorsey was one of the guys that was instrumental in drafting Cobb out of the second round out of the University of Kentucky just a few years ago. Cobb was a Pro Bowl receiver. You know he fits the football character that Dorsey so often talks about. Another player in Green Bay along the offensive line to keep an eye on would be Brian Bulaga, the former first round pick out of Iowa. The offensive lineman is also a free agent. Now, we know that Dorsey has consistently said this team will be built through the draft. They're not going to make splashes in free agency, but there are some questions that need to be answered at both offensive line and at receiver this offseason. We'll have you covered every step of the way at kcchiefs.com.